Now, the latest showbiz news.
From Australia to Hollywood.
With Jaden Forster.
Yes, good morning, Jaden Forster. How are you, sir?
Good, thank you, Robbo. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Now, the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp thing just keeps going and going and going. Some new documents, even more shocking and bizarre claims landed.
Yeah, you would have thought that we've already heard all of the most bizarre and shocking things that we could have heard, especially after the whole severed finger incident and the alleged sort of placement of human waste in a bed. But, well, there is more. The court has now unsealed the documents from the case, and, well, there's a lot of them. There's about 6,000 pages worth of court documents detailing lawyer tactics during the trial, plus more details about these two dingbats at the centre of that particular case. And through these documents, we've now learned that Johnny Depp allegedly tried to submit nude photos of Amber Heard to the court as evidence to try and paint her as an escort based on her, I guess, very brief stint as an exotic dancer back in the day. We've learned how his team tried to keep texts with Marilyn Manson private around what they suggested was an attempt to sort of paint him as guilty by association. And we've also seen how his team went really, really hard to try and block one of his exes and doctors from testifying and to block those texts that sort of suggested that he wanted to drown Amber Heard from being presented to the court. She also, which she's included in all of this, she apparently tried, or we know she tried to submit evidence of his medical history to show that he was allegedly on medication for an STI or an STD and erectile dysfunction. So all fascinating, explosive claims that won't really change the public's opinion of this case. I don't think you're either Team Depp or Team Amber. But look, it does give us some fascinating insight into what's gone on behind the scenes, both before and during this trial. And that could become really important given that she is appealing the verdict.
I'm on Team Would You Just Go Away and Leave Us Alone. That's my team anyway. Hey, a horror week for Beyonce this week too. She hasn't had a good one.
No, I hope her PR team are on a decent wage because they've been very busy this week. On Monday, they sort of had to put out the fire to manage a situation when it was announced that she was going back into the studio to re-record a song of her new album, Renaissance, called Heated, because there was some pretty fierce backlash over her use of a slang term for somebody who suffers from cerebral palsy. The S word is the word that we're referring to here. And then Wednesday into Thursday, it was revealed that she's changing another song off that album, Energy, the song there, removing a sample of the singer Kelis's hit song Milkshake. People will know that one. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Apparently removing that one after protests from Kelis that she didn't sample part of her track, but actually stole it. So not a good week for Beyonce. Clearly somebody had their hands off the wheel with all of this stuff because Beyonce never usually steps out of line. It's very, very, very peculiar for her.
Yeah. And finally and quickly, Jeffrey Rush, he's still on the outer in the Australian film industry at the minute.
Yeah, I broke the news on Tuesday that he wouldn't be attending any events on the program for the Melbourne International Film Festival that kicked off last night. I got a red hot tip last week and that was confirmed by the festival. They won't tell me if he was invited or not, but I believe that he wasn't. He hasn't attended the gala last night and he won't be attending any events on the program, which I think it's a real shame given that he was honoured with a big award at a film festival in the Czech Republic just a month or so ago. But look, I guess the road to redemption's a long and windy one, Robbo.
Certainly is. Good name for a song, that. Jaden, as always, great to chat. Have a good week. Talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All the best to you. Jaden Forster, celebrity reporter for us here on The Wake Up Call, looking at all the goings on in the world of celebrities.